ラジオ ETC。 イギリス出身 ETC 英会話のリチャード先生にお話を聞きました。英語を話すときにはストレートな表現を使わなければならない、そんなふうに考えているとしたら、そのことが英語の上達を妨げているのかもしれません。日本人は他の国の人々と比較して直接的な表現で話すことが苦手で、できるだけ間接的な表現を好む傾向にあるようです。それは日本人の子どもたちのこんな受け答えにも感じられるようです。リチャード先生のお話です。
I think in Japanese culture there's less tendency to use direct questions which require you to make a decision. It can be a very simple thing like, do you like coffee or do you like tea? Now, maybe a young high school student, elementary school student, if you ask them that question, they tend to take a long time because they think about what does my teacher want me to say, right? So therefore it takes a long time. And you can see clear examples of this when you watch, for example, English television program and an interviewer asks an elementary school student, what do you think about some particular topic? And almost immediately, the student will say something. Oh, I like it, or I don't like it. Oh yeah, it's really good. They tend to not think about it so much. And then if we had the Japanese students and we asked the same kind of thing, there is usually quite a long pause while they think about it. And quite often they will just give a kind of standard answer, oh, it's very nice, or it's something. But they won't go, they won't say more. Kind of thing. I think that culturally expressing an opinion is always difficult in Japan, especially with a teacher. Because of the control aspect.
番組のトランスクリプトは ETC のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもどうぞチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。